Okay, Sunday night, Shema Yitzchak, Or L'Chavav, Tishrei. Rabosai, don't get mad at me. I'm not going to be here tomorrow night, but I will be here Tuesday night. I figure let's start. Well, why shouldn't we start? Right. I hope I made the right decision. Okay. So, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I'm not sorry. Shema Yitzchak, Shaklina B'tarina Meish Perikwa Isha Rabba. You gotta start planning to see him this night. Zaklina Matarina Mesh Perak Yisharab at the beginning of the 10th Perak, I believe. And, yep. So, the Gemara, the Mishnah implies, almost says, Beferish, that there's a case where a woman can get married without Rishus Bezdin. Meaning, witnesses saying her husband died. And so the Gemara says, well, it's probably with two Edim saying that her husband died, she can get married without Rishus Bezdin. That in itself is not so clear. It's hard to imagine, especially nowadays. Doesn't someone have to check out the Edim? Doesn't someone have to see, like, who says it's kosher witnesses? Who says they really saw what they saw? People could say her husband died based on a body oozing wounds on the battlefield, and we know that that's not good edus.
Like, it's bezdin for edus?
You need a bezdin
to have edus. To have a din edus, you need bezdin.
Okay, he understands things. I'm sorry. He sounds. I know I shouldn't do this. I don't know. I'm sorry. I just
you
feel
good heart. We love that about you.
It makes me feel useful. I'm saying call me, but the purpose of the call will be to say that I can't talk to him. I can't figure out the number. The thing's in Hebrew. I can't figure it out.
He can probably help you.
Let him call me. Call me. Okay. Anyway, he says he's a Chabadnik. I don't want to talk to him anyway. Just kidding. Wait. So that's a pella. That's some a pella. Like, it's hard to imagine a woman getting married on the basis of two edim without Rishus Bezdin. But we're not going into that. Also, if you learn your Chafetz Chaim Hilchos Shmiras Haloshim, he says that these two edim were made in a bezdin. It's like almost very counterintuitive to the whole Gemara. It was in bezdin, but bezdin didn't paskin. Because he says in Hilchos Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to believe something two people tell you either. This Gemara, he says, the Gemara is talking about the two witnesses said over what they had to say in Bezdin, so it's called Eidus. If it's outside of Bezdin, someone just mentioned that. If it's outside of Bezdin, it doesn't have a Shem Eidus. We're not going there, it's not Nogea us. I'm just talking. But the Gemara is Medayik, so what is the Mishnah talking about that says she got married with Rishus Bezdin? So the Gemara says, oh, an Eid Echad. This is a famous din that an Eid Echad that says a woman's husband died is Neman. A famous din, and she can get married on the basis of one Eid. And the Gemara is searching for why. So that's where the Shmaitzer picks up and goes through the Sugya. At the end of the Sugya, it's a huge anomaly. And it's a sounds like it's Durabonon, and what do you mean, how can it be Durabonon? Because how could you be Matur and Eshashish? Durabonon. We're not talking about that either. We're not going to go into that either. The sugya of why an Eid Echad Neman, why precisely is an Eid Echad Neman to say that a woman's husband died, which is the maskon of the Gemara, it sounds like a Durabonon, which is a Pele. We're not going to go into that either. It's a huge sugya. In the process of the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara till it gets to the Maskana, it discusses the Nemonos of an Eid Echad, which is what this Shmaitzer is going to be about. And there's a lot of things, and it's the Derech of the Gemara. As we said, really, Lesman, the Gemara will sometimes make up crazy cases in order to teach us principles. And the Gemara doesn't care if we laugh at the almost absurdity of the case. or the unlikelihood of the case. The Gemara is teaching us the principles of halacha. If it has to make up a crazy case to teach us a principle, fine, so be it. So here you have a whole shakal of attire which is totally becomes irrelevant from Askaros HaGemara, but the whole basis of the whole yesod of Erecha Nemun B'Isurin is taken from this shakal of attire, which really becomes irrelevant. Hello? Yeah, let's start from, do you talk English? So why do you text in Hebrew if you talk English? Okay. Because your phone talks Hebrew. Okay, I'm afraid I'm giving shiur now, I can't talk to you now. And I'm jumping onto a bus right after the shiur. Is there something pressing for tonight? I didn't have what it's about. I'm in the middle of a shiur. Could this be done by phone? Okay, so please call me at 9:05. Okay. What do you mean no problem? You want to call me? What do you mean no problem?
9:05 is no problem.
And if it was a problem, he wants to call me.
Can I call at 9:30?
I don't know. That's fine. No problem. Okay. I will. Okay. Let's go. Shaklina Tarina Reish Perko Yisha Rabba. That's what we're learning. So let's look at the Gemara. It really starts in the beginning of the Gemara. Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Ediktani Seifa Nisei Shalobrishus. Which means with two aids, Muteras Lachsalo, and you don't have all the different penalties if the husband turns out to be alive. Shalobrishus Bezdin, Elabaedim, which means with two witnesses. Chal Dereisha, Brishus Bezdin, Ubeidecha. That means the Mishnah is talking about one witness came and said, a husband died. Alma Edecha Neman. So this is like, oh, wow, we have a Mishnah that an Edecha is Neman. Something very heavy, Grada. Utna Nami, and we also have a Mishnah. Uchzegulios Masi and Eid Mipiyev, Isha Mipiyisha, Isha Mipiyev, and Mipiyshivcha, Almoid Echad Mehemen. That's another kula, another leniency in saying a husband died. It could be hearsay evidence. One witness can come to Bezdin and say they heard another witness say that they saw the person dead. Where's Mamash starting, like, from Precious Bora? Who said an Eidecha Zevenemon? Where does the Mishnah get it from? Rather, the Mishnah is an extreme case, because we're already smart, and we know there's such a thing called the Dabash Abarva, and this is an Eish Azish, but that's already because we know the Gemara. Whether we know the Gemara or not, we know the Gemara. But the Gemara is like starting at the beginning. How do you know an Eidecha Zevenemon? Utna Nami, Eirecha Romo Achalka Chelev, and you have to bring a carbon chatas. You ate Chelev, and it was apparently a shogeg. Warm of all Chalki, Potur, because he's Makish the Eid. Time of the Yomel Achalka, Ishtik Mehemen, Almo Eirecha Mehemen Midioraisa. That's what we're looking for. And Eirecha Zememon, Be Yisurin, it's a Dindioraisa. Now we know it's a Dafishnai made him Yochum Dover. So our first thought is that's talking about Momen, right? And it's talking about Misa, to give someone Misa. To give someone Misa or to make someone pay money. But the Isurin, Erecha Neman be Isurin. Minolon, okay, we'll skip the next few lines.
That's all right.
Yeah, Erecha Neman be Isurin is the Arisa. And we'll go to the top of Peiches Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth line. Of Peiches Amud Aleph, I'm sorry. The fifth line. Elos Svarahu. Midi Dehavi Achaticha Sobik Shal Chela Sobik Shal Shuman. You have a piece of meat, you don't know what it is. But as we learned in Shmaitza Aleph, and we talked about this ad infinitum, some would say it ad nauseum. That doesn't mean you don't know. That's means there's a suffix. It means there's a seba for suffix. You have a right not to know. That's time you don't know. You don't know, so go find out. Right? We're talking about a richtig and suffix. Of the kind that the Rambam would say, suffix deraisa lekula, the deraisa. Okay. So if you have a suffix on a piece of meat, vasa idecha the Omar bori li the shuman havi, the Mehemet, he's believed. Now, how do you know he's believed? Oh. Now, Rashi says, or else you can never eat in someone else's house. The third line in Rashi's, very interesting Rashi, Kozman Shalom Nechshad, the person's a fine, upstanding Jew. We talk about what kind of yarmulke he's wearing, but it's not he's wearing a black yarmulke, the stoma. I'm kidding, by the way. Ilavachi ain't, you gotta be careful in election season. You gotta be very careful what you say. Ilavachi ain't lecha adam sh'ocha mishal chaveiro. Ain't lecha adam somichal b'nei beisa. This is a very funny Rashi. Because the Gemara is looking. The Gemara is looking, how do you know any Nechaz Nema? The Gemara says, Svarahu. Because in this case, he's Nema. So, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say how you know. It's sort of Maisim B'chol Yom. What?
Both Shachas Chai, the whole berry.
Yeah, sort of.
That's a Svar, isn't it?
Yes, even though most of them are not eating by someone else, but.
No, even in his own house. Beisa. Even in his own house,
couldn't
he
trust
can't
your
eat.
Wife either. Okay, well. I don't know if you can trust your wife. Rashi means the wife can't trust the husband. Who trapes up the kitchen? Not the wife. The husband always trapes up the kitchen.
Yeah.
Tosis does not learn like that. Tosis learns that there's an unspoken drasha that the Gemara just happens not to speak out. And that is the Sofra law, a very basic idea of the Sofra law, the Atzma. That a husband believes a wife, which is holding in Hanida period. That Hanida period is finished.
You have to ask.
She went to the mikvah. You have to ask.
You
her,
have
she's
to ask according to Rashi. According to Rashi, you even have to ask her because it's possible that she wouldn't do that to you.
Well, it gets complicated because it's against the chazaka. That's what we're going to see. She was becheskas tum until now. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. That there's no raya from here to when there's a chazaka. But I'll upon him when the. If someone says, this is, the Gemara is going to start saying chilukim when it's against a chazaka or not. When it's against a previously known state. And the eilechot is being made that known state has changed. But in the simple, we'll call it the basic, essential case of eilechot nemam bisurin, so it's kedai to know. We just learned a machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says, svara, the Gemara really says svara.
Yeah, the
Gemara
says
Svara. Really
says
Svara.
I'm
going to
be the
life
of it's a
Svara. Oh. So, there's such a Gemara in Tzubis of Chavbezim and Aleph. The Gemara says about Peshasa, Peshahit there, Lomeli cross Svarahu. So, if I bring the Miller's Atzal, brings a Raya from that Gemara. First of all, I, everything in the Torah is a Svara. So I was mechalik once, a very important chiluk. There's a svara that's logical once you say it. It's logical. Then there's a compelling svara that you're compelled to say it. So that's more rare. So when the Gemara says lomali kvar svarahu, or here svarahu, which I don't even know according to Tosis how it fits in with the words svarahu, but it's compelling. I mean, it's compelling. You know what compelling means? I can tell you, right. Now, if I can tell you something, the Kabbalah Svar is not compelling, but once it says it in the Gemara or in the Torah, you say, oh, that's logical.
Makes sense.
I don't know if it makes sense. It's rational and logical. But it doesn't mean it's compelling, which means, like, say it on your own. So that's the first you saw, that when the Gemara does, in rare cases, say, Lamali Krosvarahu, It's a special kind of svara that's compelling. The whole Torah is logical and rational. We assume.
Latter Torah is not logical.
What?
Latter Torah is not logical.
Yeah, but Hashemish was logical, everything. That's number one. But Rabbi Victor Miller, Chavis Halvavis, says in the Thakdomatis Sefer that everything he says in his Sefer stands on three legs: Svara, Sukkim, and Torah Sheba'al Peh. He doesn't use the word Torah Sheba'al Peh, he uses the word Kabbalah or Masorah. But that's what he's talking about, Torah Sheba'al Peh. And throughout the Sefer, when he says like a principle, many, 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 many times, riddled throughout the Sefer, is he'll say why it's logical, and he'll bring down a pasuk. He like follows a pattern: logic, pasuk, Gemara, Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the Chavis Halvavis very much stresses that things are logical and you can figure them out. Avigdor Miller, but people nowadays don't want to hear from that. They don't want to hear that you should figure things out for yourself and things are logical. Okay, we won't go there. We're not going to talk about that. But he says, you see that for the Gemara, Lamali Kras Svara. Svara is, you don't need a pasuk if something is svaradik. So it's true. It's only if it's compellingly logical that you don't need a pasuk. But still, you see the koach of Svara, and then we're talking about today, he's supposed to think. That's why Ravavis pushes thinking throughout the Sefer. That's why it's not such a popular Sefer nowadays. Now we want to click rather than think. Okay. Al Kaponim. Eidecha Nemun Bisurin, which is like such a fundamental din, is in Yevamos Apeichesim and Aleph, and it's a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. What the source is? Rashi says, Ma'aseh B'chol Yom L'Shavchus Chaya Svara. It has to be that way. And Tosfos says you learn out from Nida. Tosfos is problematic for a few reasons. First of all, the Gemara says Svara, but it's really not a kasha, because the Gemara says Svara, meaning our Mishnah is a Svara. Because it's like Sofik Chelet, Sofik Shumon, where the Eid Echad's Neman. The Gemara really doesn't say that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin is a Svara. Rashi says it. The Gemara's words is that the Dimyon is a Svara. But Rashi's words are that the Din of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin is a Svara. But it's not a Kasha on Tosis. What is fair on Toises is that the Gemara is about to plunge into the union of Chazaka when the Eid Echad is going against the Chazaka. The Eid Echad going against the Chazaka means he's going against the presumed state. We just learned the whole Shmaitz about Chazaka. Chazaka means the thing's presumed state. It doesn't mean that you know it's different. If you knew it was different, the Eid Echad wouldn't help you, and you wouldn't need a Chazaka. You know what it is. It means now you don't know what it is, but the presumed state that was up till now. So the Gemara is going to talk about now Eid Echad against Chazaka. When Eid Echad says something's mutter, and up till now you assume it was asur. Eid Echad said it changed, now it's mutter. The problem with Tosis Nida case is that how could this be the classic case? It's always against the Chazaka. She's saying she counted 7 days, she changed her state from, she changed her state from Tumah to Tahara. So this already gets more complicated, and Bapashtas Tosis himself talks about it, and the Shmaitzer really explained Tosis back in Shmaitzer Gimel and Dalet that there's two things a woman has to do. She has to say her 7 days are complete, and then she has to say she went to the mikvah. So saying the 7 days are complete is not really against the Chazaka, because we know you're not going to see Dam forever.
Sui L'shtanav?
What? Sui L'shtanav? Sort of. But even more, that's where the Shmaitzer talked about Tosfos, in the Shmaitzer Gimel, in Chazaka Sui L'shtanav. Here it's more than a Sui L'shtanav, it's... Okay, I'm not going to do it now. But yeah, something like that. So that's called, it's not against the chazaka, because you know it's going to come to an end. They don't, to say, but then she's still tamei until she goes to the mikvah. Now there's two things. She's not a nida anymore because she stopped seeing down. Well, it's really zava, but we're not going into that chilek. So the 7 days have to have gone by, and then she has to go to the mikvah. So saying the 7 days have gone by, the safra law, that's not called against the chazaka.
At least, anyway, it's a chazaka with a reducer at the very least.
Yeah. Okay, that's Tosfos. Again, it's.
Why should an eidah not be the chazaka?
Whoa, let's learn the Gemara. This is the Gemara. We're learning the Gemara. That's what Shmaitz of Vav is about. Eidah against the chazaka. It's a good point, but eidah is not fact. Two eidah
are fact. He's fact, but he's sure and he's fact.
No, we're talking about Isur. So can he go against the chazaka? Is his word strong enough?
He believes in Isur, and he's saying, so we believe him. He's worth something.
Yeah. The question is against the chazaka. By the way, can you lend me $1,000? I'll pay you back.
$1,000?
Yeah. You're not so sure. I said I'll pay you back. No problem. You're not so sure.
I made a lot of smart.
I don't know if I have it.
You drive, you have a car?
Not
here.
What?
You have a car?
Yeah.
You're driving along, and you're lost. So you ask the guy directions, and he tells you. You believe him? You go.
If he looks like he's.
Okay.
Depends on the guy.
Anyway. If you ask him if you could eat in this restaurant, and he tells you it's okay, you dig in. You say, waiter! But if he asks you to lend you $100, to lend them $100, then you're not so sure anymore.
If two people tell me directions,
this is what the Shmaitz is about. This is what the sugya is about. It's a major, heavy-duty sugya.
That's what love is about.
Now we're talking about, this is like classic. I don't know if sure. This is like the Yisoda Yisodos, this Gemara. It's interesting. Like such a basic din as I don't know if sure. It's a machlok is Rashi Tosfos. What the source is. Now the Gemara says, but the Mishnah is it's a terrible comparison. Midami, the Gemara says, how can you compare it to the Mishnah? Hasam layas chazik yisura. There, we just talked about Sofik chelev, Sofik shuman. There's no chazaka. There's no presumed state that the Enef is going against. Hachas chazik yisura deishasish. Midami shebeba pachas mishnayim. Now the Gemara says two things. And that gives rise to Machlekes Rishonim, and that's what the Shmaitzah is going to be about. The Gemara says two things. There's a Chazaka, and here we're talking about not Stam Isurin, but what's called Dovah Shebe'erba. There's a rule of Dovah Shebe'erba, Pachas Mishnayim.
Chazaka? That she's
married.
And also that she's Dovah
Shebe'erba. Does the Gemara mean two reasons? Does the Gemara, does it morph into one reason? What would be if it's against the chazaka, but it's not a dovah shebe'erba? This is the bread and butter. That's the shmaitzah. Now we're just learning the Gemara. I'm pointing out that the Gemara says two things, but it's not so clear if it's two things or one thing. Hacha is chazik yisura de'eshes ish, de'ein dovah shebe'erba pachas mishnayim. Okay, we follow along. We continue with the Gemara. Halei damya, so the Gemara goes to the other thing. Halei damya ela your case, which the Gemara immediately will reject. It's hard to know even what the Gemara Chavamina was. The Chatika de Vadei Chelev, I guess it doesn't mean Vadei, it means we assumed it's Chelev. Yosei Recha Dlamar Borili de Shuman Havi. The Loi Mehemni is not believed. But it means we do know it's Chelev. Because the Gemara says, me dummy, what are you talking about? Even if 100 people came, they wouldn't be believed. But in our Mishnah, we know that if two witnesses came and say the husband died, so they would be believed. So maybe one's also believed. It's not like Vadei Chelev. Tell us, did the Gemara really think? What was the Gemara like? There is a Tosa somewhere. I thought it was here. Oh, here, at the bottom Tosa. He's not going on this Gemara. There's a cute Kasha. Anyway, the Gemara names on for Davar Poshut that two witnesses are not believed against reality. If it reaches a level of reality, you know it's Chelev, two of them can't say it's Shuma. Even 100 people can't say it's Shuma. Can't go against reality. The whole institution of Eidus, it really is a lumdish of yourself. The whole institution of Eidus, right, we learned all the Shmaites are about what to do b'makom. In a sense, if you want to say what all the Shmaites are about, they're really all about what to do b'makom sofek. How do you deal with sveikas, zocha, rov? The truth is, we don't think of it that way, but really it's a b'feirish Rambam, and really, at least that principle. Sorry, the first day of Shir I always get hoarse. At least that principle you could extrapolate from the Gemara, and it's not, you know, you read it and say, oh, the Gemara is like silly. Of course Eidus is also in Hilchos Feikus. You don't know. Eidim are not so, we think of Eidim as what do they call with the rock, the immovable object meeting the irresistible force. We think of Eidim as being almighty and all powerful, or at least it's not really true. Eidim is also only b'makom sofek, even though it sounds, well, of course Eidim can go against reality, but that's saying something.
Eidim make reality.
Okay, we're not talking about Eidim.
So that's the thing, but otherwise Eidim,
there's a line from Groucho Marx. Nice. A husband walks in and sees his wife. Okay. The guy says, "Who are you gonna?" And the wife says, "What are you talking about? Who are you gonna believe, me or your own eyes?" And the line from Groucho Marx. Anyways, that's what we say by Eidim. Who are you gonna believe, the Eidim or your own eyes? The Rambam really pretty much befeirish. See, the Rambam is a shverer Rambam. It's not so shver. I mean, people think it's shver. The Rambam calls Eidim Gzeres HaKosos, but it is, but the Rambam says you don't know that they're telling the truth, so the Torah is directing you to assume they're telling the truth. That's only B'mokum Sofek. The Rambam also puts Eidus as one of the ways of dealing with a Sofek. We don't always think of it that way, but really, even though the Gemara intuitively is Poshut, and you don't even understand the Havamina, but to say, but what would I think Eidim against reality would be?
Well, you can use Eidim to take somebody's money. You can bring to Eidim and say this guy owes me money, right?
It's not against reality.
Well, where's the suffix?
You don't know.
What do you mean, where's the suffix? The guy has his money. You come out and work with Eidim. You're
say,
making the suffix with the Eidim.
You're right. The Rambam doesn't say that two Eidim are a din only when there's a Dvora. We're talking about against reality. So, I would think that Tzad, if there's a Tzad, it doesn't really make sense, but if there's a Tzad, it would be Trey or Trey. Because we know Trey or Trey, two Eidim is like 100 Eidim. Even if you have 100 Eidim telling you something, and you have two telling you Fakert, it's Trey or Trey. We don't care that it's 100 against two. That's because the power of Eidus.
Reality also is misleading because there's never 100% reality. It's like you have a compelling scar, we could have compelling reality. But there's always smoke and mirrors. Vahar Goraglav is some long lost twin. Vahar Goraglav. Pretending to be the Harag. You never know 100%. So we could say Eidim are as close to 100% as.
So what's the aside? Why don't you believe the Eidim? Now explain.
Because we still hope that the Matthias, what seems to us to be Matthias, is so compelling.
Oh.
That it's more than Eidim.
Okay. Oh, I think there's a thing in physics. You got to talk to the guys that know physics. There's really no such thing as reality. Now, isn't there such a thing in physics? Isn't there such a thing in physics? What? Not in philosophy. Not in philosophy.
Yeah,
not talking about Descartes.
Quantum physics.
Not talking about quantum physics,
yeah,
right?
It gets all crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know.
So I'm saying Eitan's right. Or else the Gemara is silly. Like, the Gemara is really suggesting that if you know it's Chayla, Mamish. Territory is the no such thing as Mamish. That's what Eitan's saying. Very good. Then the no such thing as Mamish. But there's an assumed reality. That's not chazaka. Chazaka is chazaka. Assumed reality is assumed reality about the present. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't bring a raya. So even two Edom wouldn't be naman. And the Gemara goes, maybe the pshat in the Mishnah is like an Eid Echad that's talking about Sofik Chelo, Sofik Shuman. So you believe the Eid Echad. The Gemara says no. That's what it's not against Chazaka. The Mishnah is against Chazaka, and it's Dabar Sheba'erba. And the Gemara like swings to the other end of the pendulum. It says, well, then we don't understand the Mishnah. Why isn't it like an Eid Echad saying on a piece of Chelev that it's Shuman? So the Gemara says that's absurd. Even two Eidim we wouldn't believe. Even 100 Eidim we wouldn't believe that a piece of Chelev is really Shuman. But the Mishnah is not talking about such a case. We don't know if the husband is dead or not. Okay. Eitan is just explaining the Gemara is not being silly. There's never such a thing as 100% reality, Mamish. And the Maisa, that's the reality. Well, I told the guy to call me 9:05. So, does anybody have
either
a car?
Right, I can drive.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a favor. Drive me to the bus. Because I have